clear skies and sunshine with highs of 29 degrees in Nice, Antibes and Cannes, reaching 32 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the Var with a light variable wind. This evening going down to 22 degrees in the Outremer and 19 degrees in the Var. The outlook for Thursday and Friday, fine along the coast with highs of 32. Possible showers inland in the Outremer on Thursday afternoon. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:31 and will set this evening at 8:38. In London and Paris today, 32 degrees with thundery showers. Brussels has 34 degrees and thundery showers. Amsterdam, 32 degrees and sunny. And Belfast, 22 degrees with light cloud. Good morning, how are you? You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you from now until 10. Today's top local news story, 5 new cases of COVID-19 have been declared in the Principality. Following the news on Tuesday, the total number of people affected in Monaco now stands at 138. And in sport, Wolves' Europa League dream came to a heartbreaking end as the Sevilla beat them 1-0 on Tuesday evening. More about that coming up at 7:30. Coming up, we'll have today's entertainment news. New data reveals that more Britons have been killed by flu and pneumonia than the coronavirus for 7 weeks in a row. A new dinosaur related to T-Rex has been discovered on the Isle of Wight. A PR disaster for £2.3 million roundabout in the UK, as apparently a car crashed just before the official opening. And home sweet home, Ethel, the emu that I was telling you about yesterday, is back home safe and well after nearly a week on the run. All of that and lots more coming up over the next 3 hours, so don't go away. But first, starting this morning's show with... this was my earworm this morning, and I'm not quite sure why. The sweetest
thing. Yacht carbon offset. If you choose not to think about your yacht's environmental impact because it's too hard, then think again. Yacht carbon offset is an easy, effective way to counteract your greenhouse gas emissions. There's no onboard equipment, and our pay-as-you-go service can offset your week's charter or your season's cruising. Ton for ton, your emissions are matched by equivalent emission savings from green energy projects, and our system has Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance certification. The benefit is clear, the cost is modest. Start today at yachtcarbonoffset.com.
Valbonne Sofia Antipolis welcomes you in style this summer. Late night market, artistic shows, open air cinema, live music and exhibitions, all only 15 minutes from the sea. Take a break and experience the coming together of patrimony and nature in the heart of a 500-year-old Provençal village. Stroll through the streets, browse in the shops and relax in the restaurants. Valbonne Sofia Antipolis offers you an amazing summer. Free entrance and parking. Find out more at valbonne.fr.
Rider Antibes, located near the entrance of Port Bourbon of Old Antibes, offers the largest selection of surf and beach clothing and sandals for men and women. Open for over 20 years, discover one of the oldest surf skate shops on the French Riviera, providing you with quality brands and service for your life on the beach, water and travel. Check out beachriderantibes.fr.
Prestigia 360 is a local property agency with offices in Mougins, Valbonne and Castelleras. We specialize in the purchase and sale of villas, offer a wide range of tailor-made services and have an expert local team. For a free estimate of your property or assistance with your current property search, contact our multilingual team. Visit prestigia360.com.
Plan your ultimate luxury charter on the world's finest blue water yachts in the Med, the Caribbean, or New England with Oyster Charters. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation. Find out more at oysteryachts.com.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 8.30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. Five new cases of COVID-19 have been declared in the Principality. Following the news on Tuesday, the total number of people affected in Monaco now stands at 138. Five people are currently in hospital, and the total number of those which have recovered stands at 113. 10 patients are followed by the Home Monitoring Centre, which medically supports people with few symptoms who are able to self-isolate at home. The new cases come as the Monaco government announced that the compulsory wearing of masks will be extended to several open-air areas of the Principality. Currently, a mask is compulsory in all closed spaces which are open to the public. As from today, the wearing of masks will also be mandatory on the Place du Palais, in the alleys of Monaco Ville, on the Place du Casino, and on the Esplanade of the shopping centre in Fontvieille. Meanwhile, Public Health France has changed the vulnerability level for coronavirus for four departments, including the Outmarais team and the VAR. Both departments, along with the Vaucluse, are now considered to be areas with a moderate level of vulnerability rather than a limited one. Customs officers have seized 412 kilos of cannabis at La Turbie pay toll on the A8 motorway. As trafficking between Spain and Italy via the Outmarais team resumes, one officer said it was the biggest post-lockdown seizure, and the driver, who was unable to explain the presence of the drugs in his vehicle, has been placed in police custody and will appear in court in Nice today. The city of Marseille has announced the introduction of a ban on smoking on the city's main beaches from Saturday, August the 15th. Back in 2019, the ban was first made in Marseille during the summer. The city of La Ciotat was the first in France to ban smokers on one of its beaches in 2011. The measure has since been introduced in many coastal towns across France. An explosive dating from 1914 has been discovered by a nine-year-old boy. Dimitri made the discovery while using his metal detector in his back garden in Aix-en-Provence. The police established a security perimeter, and the demining service is expected on site in the next 48 hours. Finally, in national news, well, French health authorities reported a drop in the number of drownings over June and July this year compared to previous years, thought to be attributed partly due to swimming pools being closed during the COVID-19 lockdown. They are, however, calling for vigilance and warn that drowning remains the number one cause of accidental death for young people under 25. Figures published have shown that nearly 596 cases of drowning incidents have been recorded in France between June the 1st and August the 4th this year. 47% of emergency visits concern children under 6 years old, and 12% those 65 and over. As expected, it's the coastal regions which have seen the highest number of emergencies.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
In this morning's business news, according to a White House document, President Donald Trump's executive order banning China's TikTok could prevent US app stores from offering the popular short video app and make advertising on the platform illegal. The White House document, sent out to supporters last week, provides insight into the Trump administration's thinking. It shows the US government is considering disrupting key aspects of TikTok's operations and funding amid concerns over the safety of personal data that the app handles. Britain is to be officially declared in a recession for the first time since the financial crash, with figures set to show the COVID-19 crisis triggered a record economic slump. The dramatic 21% downturn between April and June, the worst in Western Europe, is expected to be confirmed by the Office for National Statistics on Wednesday after a 2.2% fall in the first 3 months of 2020. And a post-Brexit trade deal between the UK and Japan may have met an unlikely obstacle, a Stilton cheese. The two sides had said on Friday that they hoped to agree the details of a post-Brexit trade agreement by the end of the month. The Department for International Trade said talks are ongoing. Dairy and other food products are among the EU's biggest exports to Japan.
Barclays Private Bank brings you Riviera Radio Business News on 106.5 FM. At Barclays, our size is your strength, and we've been using the entire reach of the Barclays Group to bring a global perspective and unique investment opportunities to our clients in Monaco for almost 100 years. To find out more, search Barclays Private Bank or call 9315 3535.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In football, Wolves' Europa League dream came to a heartbreaking end as Sevilla beat them 1-0 on Tuesday evening. Here's more from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Tom Gale at the BBC Sports Centre. After 59 games, Wolverhampton Wanderers' season is over.
Corner's taken on the right-hand side. Benega, stuttering runner, as he delivers the ball, and the header is in, and it is Ocampos, the leading scorer for Sevilla, and it's his first goal in the Europa League, which is an absolute body blow as far as Wolverhampton Wanderers are concerned.
Nuno Espirito Santo's side were beaten 1-0 in their quarter-final. Raul Jimenez missed a penalty in the first half before Lucas Ocampos scoring with just 2 minutes of normal time remaining. Sevilla, the five-time competition winners, will now face Manchester United in Sunday's semi-final. A busy day of transfers. Tottenham have completed the signing of Pierre-Emile Højbjerg from Southampton. The Danish international has signed a five-year deal for a reported fee around about $19.5 million. In a separate deal, defender Kyle Walker-Peters has gone in the opposite direction. Spurs to Southampton, also on a five-year deal. The 23-year-old had spent the second half of last season on loan at St Mary's. No fee has been publicised. Meanwhile, 16-year-old Charlie Allen has joined Leeds United from Irish Premiership champions Linfield. The Northern Ireland youth international has signed a three-year deal for an undisclosed fee. One player still yet to confirm his next destination is Anthony Robinson. Sheffield United reported to have a $2.5 million bid accepted by Wigan Athletic for the American left-back. The former Everton defender was on the verge of joining AC Milan in January before problems with his medical, and he says no deal has been made.
I'm hoping to like move to a top-tier club, whether it ends up being a Premier League team, a Serie A team, Bundesliga team. I don't know yet. That's all in the hands of my agent and who wants me more, but I'm hoping that I can go to a club now where there's a new challenge, it's a higher standard, and most of all, I still want to play. I've not just come back from all these setbacks to sit on the bench for anyone. I want to come and play and test myself and get better as a player.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
In other sports news, in cricket, England bowler Stuart Broad has been fined 15% of his match fee for using inappropriate language during the first test against Pakistan. The incident occurred during Pakistan's second innings on Saturday. Finally, in boxing, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson's return to the boxing ring has been delayed until the 28th of November. The fight was scheduled to take place on the 12th of September, but will now be held on the United States Thanksgiving weekend. The 54-year-old will face former four-weight world champion Roy Jones Jr. in Los Angeles.
Air France. France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
Air France, plenty of flights from and to Nice International Airport and some good offers. So go to www.airfrance.com to find out more.
Air France. France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
The weather forecast. Brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Out Maritime and the VAR, the general situation, a depression of 1,015 millibars. Winds are southeasterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is calm to slight with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Saint Jean Cap Ferrat is 1,014 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 2 to 3, southwesterly. The sea is slight to moderate with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,016 millibars.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
Riviera Radio weather.
Clear skies and sunshine with highs of 29 degrees in Antibes and Cannes, reaching 32 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the VAR with a light variable wind. This evening going down to 22 degrees in the Almaratime and 19 degrees in the VAR. The outlook for Thursday and Friday, fine along the coast with highs of 32 degrees. Possible showers are forecast inland in the Almaratime on Thursday afternoon. Finally, A new species of dinosaur has been discovered on the Isle of Wight. A number of bones found on the Isle of Wight belong to a new species of theropod dinosaur that was a cousin of the Tyrannosaurus rex, according to researchers. Researchers from the University of Southampton have been studying four bones from the new dinosaur that was up to 13 foot long and related to modern birds. The team say the long extinct creature would have lived about 115 million years ago. You're now up to date. It's just gone 20 to 9. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast. We'll have a look at the travel and traffic next. And coming up, look at the papers and the BBC News live from London at 9 o'clock. All the news is available on our website, rivieradio.mc. And you can check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Talking of T-Rex, here they are with Get It On, 106.3 and 106.5 FM. It's now time for the three in a row, and you have to guess the name of the place or city with the first letter of each song title. Studio at rivieradio.mc. You're going to hear four tracks. If you can tell me the name of the city using the first letter of the song title, starting with this one from Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Please Don't Go.
Forget a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe a hundred
times. It's all about
it's
you.
Yes,
about you.
McFly there and All About You, and that wraps up the four tracks to guess the name of the place or city. There you heard McFly with All About That. Before that you heard Charles Aznavour with She. Before that George Michael and Aretha Franklin with I Knew You Were Waiting, and we kicked it off with Casey and the Sunshine Band and Please Don't Go. And congratulations to Sally, who was first to get it right. It is Pisa. I'm afraid Ines, you got it wrong. You did say Paris, but that's because you said it on the first song. And congratulations also to Tim, Ben, Daryl and Jessica that also got it right, the city being Pisa. All the local news, sport and weather is coming up after this.
Letters on the sky, burning in your eyes.
Good morning. It's just gone 3 minutes past 10 o'clock. Here are today's international headlines. The UK economy suffered its biggest slump on record between April and June as coronavirus lockdown measures pushed the country officially into recession. Coronavirus cases in France have nearly doubled in the past 24 hours as Prime Minister Jean Castex warned that the country had been going the wrong way for 2 weeks. And Australia's remote Northern Territory will keep its borders closed to coronavirus affected states for at least another 18 months, according to officials. Clear skies here in Monaco, sunshine and highs of 29 across the coast in Nice, Antibes and Cannes, reaching 32 degrees in Saint-Tropez and the Var with light variable wind. This evening going down to 22 degrees in the Outremer and 19 degrees in the Var. The outlook for Thursday and Friday, fine along the coast with highs of 32 degrees, possible showers inland in the Outremer on Thursday afternoon. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:31 and will set this evening at 8:30. 38. In London and Paris today, thundery showers with 32 degrees. Amsterdam has sunshine and 32 degrees. And Belfast, light cloud with 22 degrees. Thank you for listening. I'll be back at 12:30 with an update of all the local news, sports and weather. In the meantime, you can check out our website, rivieradio.mc, and our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Mark Abson will be here this afternoon with Riviera Radio's Drive Time, and we'll do it all again tomorrow morning for the Full English Breakfast from 7 till 10. Do hope you'll be there. Thanks for all the emails this morning, and well, let's all try and be kind, shall we? I'll leave you with Otis Redding and Try a Little Tenderness in these rather hard times. Speak to you later. Take care. Bye.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah.